All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we are powering up for longer life. And, you know, I want to let you know that I really appreciate you for flowing with the program. And this is what I'm referring to in particular. I know that a lot of times people are really wanting to hear the conversation. And I truly appreciate that. So many of you have let me know that the discussions really work for you. Thank you so much for that. I really do thank you. I mean that. I also want to let you know that I've had a number of people to let me know that they really enjoy the music. And to the point where there are people who, members of the listening community, who really like it when the music plays for a while. Yeah. And so I try to, you know, find a nice balance there. But we really do have people who really do like the music. And so I try not to go too long with it. Sometimes I know that depending on what we have going, I may let an entire song play because it is so part of the programming for the day. But that's the reason I let it play. We have people who really enjoy the music. And so we're really trying to do for our listeners what our listeners say is working for them. So thank you again for the input. I mean that. I appreciate it. All right. So what else can we do to live longer, healthier lives? Well, remember that one of the things that I've been sharing with you for quite some time, and there are so many experts who say the same thing, that we are the invisible part of us that we don't see, but that is very, very, very real. And we are the physical part of us that we do see and feel. We are the invisible part of us and the visible part of us. And as a result, what we think with our minds, what we think with our brains, has a powerful impact on our bodies. Very often, what we do with our bodies has a powerful impact on our invisible part of us. What we're doing with the invisible part of us and with our brains, both with our spirit, with our brains, can have a powerful impact. In fact, it is just amazing what can happen, whether good or bad, depending on what we are doing with our invisible part of us, with our physical part of us. Now, I'm saying that to say this. You might not have thought of it in this context, but think about this. Healthy, longer lives can also be improved if we make it a lifestyle of forgiving. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, forgiving, something that is done largely, I won't say only, but largely with the heart. Yet, letting go of grudges has some surprising physical health benefits. Check this out. People who refuse to forgive also set themselves up to experience chronic anger. And chronic anger is linked to heart disease. Chronic anger is linked to stroke. Chronic anger is linked to poorer lung health, as well as other problems. You flip that, and instead of holding on to grudges, instead of remaining angry, forgive, and it has been found that forgiveness reduces anxiety. Forgiveness lowers blood pressure. Forgiveness helps you breathe more easily. And check this out. The rewards tend to go up as you get older. Now, remember something that we said earlier, not earlier today, but in a previous episode of Powering Up for Longer Life, where one of the points that was made was that as people get older, as, you know, people move into their senior years, they don't become less fulfilled with life and less satisfied with life. They actually become more fulfilled and more satisfied with life. Interesting. And now we're talking about forgiveness, and we're discovering through this conversation that the rewards of forgiving go up as people get older. I'm telling you what, ladies and gentlemen, there's something to this business of forgiving. I want to encourage you, don't allow pride to get in the way of your forgiveness. And this is why I say pride. Sometimes we just make it up in our minds, I'm not going to forgive so-and-so for what they did to me. That's pride speaking. That is a stubborn refusal to forgive. And a stubborn refusal is born out of pride. I'm not denying that they hurt you and hurt you deeply, hurt you badly. I'm not denying that. I'm not denying that maybe they hurt you also for a long, long time. I'm not saying that didn't happen, and I'm not saying that any of that is insignificant. I'm not saying that. We're simply saying that there is so much benefit to doing this the way our Creator has commanded us to do it, and that is to forgive. There's so much benefit to it. Why not? For one, we improve our chances of having a good relationship with our Creator because we're doing things the way He has told us to do it, but also the physical benefits, the health benefits. Yes, letting go of grudges, lowering blood pressure. Hey, if it's as simple as developing the ability to forgive and to forgive again and to forgive again, and that will lower my blood pressure, why not do that rather than live the rest of my life taking medications again and again and again? And they might help with the blood pressure, but they may cause other problems. Whereas with forgiveness, it is only good, all good, because there are no bad side effects to it. And it's free. You don't have to go into your bank account to forgive. You've got to go into that bank account to take medications. So the forgiveness is free. You can do it free of charge, whereas with medications, you have to pay to take them. Most people do. The forgiveness is something that you don't even have to take time to go to the store to do. Now, you may have to take some time while expending energy, developing forgiveness as a lifestyle, and just be honest now, this is real talk about real life. We never get to the point where we will never, ever need to forgive again. Because there will, as long as we live, there will always be people who will do ugly things. There will always be people who will disappoint. There will always be people who will sin against us. Some of those people will sin unintentionally, but there are many people who will deliberately sin against us. They will deliberately do something that they know is offensive to us. There's no way around that. And let's just be real. Very often, the people closest to us will often be some of the people causing us the most distress. And so we will never get to a point in this temporary phase of life where we no longer have to forgive. And so here's the thing. We can get to the point where forgiving can become easier after we have truly made it a way of life. But we can still find ourselves occasionally thrown for a loop because there are people who are just so good at sinning. There are people who are so good at doing wrong. They're good at it. And sometimes some of those people will have us working hard again to forgive again. All right, it's worth the effort. It is worth the effort. So let's forgive again, even if we have to work hard again. Doesn't necessarily mean we're going to be starting all over with the forgiving process. It could be just this particular situation. We got to work hard at it again. It's worth it. reducing blood pressure without medication, avoiding stroke because we're forgiven, maybe even reversing heart disease because we're forgiven. Back in a few.